A lot of Americans do not have enough savings. A study this year by the FDIC, the people who insure your bank accounts, found that almost half of us would not have $400 to cover an emergency cost. Now there's a new program in all 50 states that gives you the chance to win money if you do manage to save. Walmart is running it. A disclosure here, the Walton Family Foundation, connected to Walmart, is a frequent sponsor of NPR. Here's Sally Helm of our Planet Money podcast.
I talked to Alicia Scott a few weeks ago, and she had just won the savings lottery. How much money was it?
$1,000. Thank you. Thank you, God.
That $1,000 was loaded onto Scott's Walmart money card. She keeps all of her money there. It's a prepaid card issued by Green Dot Bank, and it's kind of like a gift card, except that you can spend the money anywhere. The card also has this thing that's like a savings account. It's called the vault. When she can, Scott puts some of her money away in the vault. And that's why she got the $1,000 payment. She won the prize for saving.
Yeah, it taps into a key insight that's being driven from behavioral economics.
That's Daniel Eckert, a Walmart executive. He helped create the program with Green Dot and with a group called Commonwealth. Eckert says research shows that if people have the chance to win money for saving, they'll save more. So the program works like this. If you keep money in the vault, you get entered into a sweepstakes. Every month, one person wins $1,000 and hundreds of other people win $25 each. If the research is right, that should make people save more. And is it working?
It is. We're pretty excited about it. It's still early days, and we're seeing some really great results so far. You know, we saw immediately a 45% increase in users of the Prize Savings Vault.
So more and more Walmart customers are saving, and that's good for their financial security. It's also good for Walmart. There's no fee for Prize Savings, but Walmart and Green Dot Bank do make money from other fees on the card. And, of course, the money card does work at Walmart.
So do you guys partly want people to save more money so that they can ultimately spend more money at Walmart?
No. Again, this was really about a critical insight that we saw in our shopper base. We saw a growing crisis in the United States around having access to, for lack of a better phrase, rainy day funds.
Another reason that Eckert says this program is a big deal? A lot of Walmart customers don't have a conventional bank account. I talked to Andrew Davidson about this. He's an expert in payments and consumer trends at Mintel, and he said that Walmart is reaching a group of people that aren't profitable for conventional banks.
There really is a gap in the marketplace. At the moment, a lot of these consumers need sort of survival services. And really why this is why this money card really comes into play and is really quite effective.
If you're a bank, these first-time account holders might seem risky, especially if they're likely to have low balances. But if you're Walmart, the picture is different. After all, people without a lot of money do shop in their stores. Offering these financial services and these $1,000 prizes can make for more loyal, more profitable customers. I asked Eckert, the Walmart exec, about this.
I mean, are you guys like becoming a bank?
We have no plans or intentions to be a bank. I think we're great at being a retailer.
Of course, offering more banking products doesn't hurt the retail side of Walmart's business. Alicia Scott, the woman who won $1,000 through the Walmart program, she told me that she plans to spend all of that money at Walmart. Sally Helm, NPR News.